but now Stapardi, let's go. And as they reach the 300 metres, put up two lengths, almost three lengths on them. It's Stapardi wandering about a little bit, led by a good margin from Dolphin Skin, Cadigo, Sunsource battling away, but it's all Stapardi. Stapardi with Dean Yendall, three or four lengths in front, and will win well.
Feels like 2 months ago I said to Paul, jokingly, I think this is the best one you've ever had. You know, I haven't ridden before this, before my time around this time. I hadn't ridden a lot for Paul the last few seasons, but early days I did. And, you know, I watched a lot of his horses go through the grades. Obviously, his Melbourne Cup horse and the sprint horse that he had. I'm someone in that. But, no, this horse is pretty good.
Well, it's a pretty big rap from Dean Yendall, who's been around the block a few times. It may have been the first weekend of June, but could we be talking about a horse that may well be a spring contender if they head that way? And as Dean Yendall said, this may be Paul Prushka's best horse. He did have a favourite in a Melbourne Cup too, by the way. Stapardi making it 2 out of 2. It's great to have a chat to Paul this morning. How are you, Paul?
Morning, man. How are you?
Very well indeed. What's your take on Dean Yendall's effusive praise of Stapardi?
Well, it's easy to get wound up in the moment and itchy, but he's still got to improve a bit, I would think. And, you know, the beauty there is there's a lot of room to move. He can only go, he can only build. He's not a horse that he's been wound up and pressurised to be a two-year-old. So, you know, I think that was probably the fifth time in the gates. Fifth time in the machines, and he hasn't seen all that much grass. So, you know, he can only improve each time he goes out, you know.
Tell us the backstory, Paul. Where'd this horse come from?
Yeah, look, he came out of a paddock at St Arnett at Rocky Baldwin's. And it was just a, you know, he's a great, good size yearling and two-year-old, and it was just a poke-along job, really. Like, we're never in any hurry to make him anything. It was just sort of just slowly build an engine. And he just kept sort of stepping up. And, you know, I was happy with all the foundations and that. And I thought, well, he's no good holding him back. He wants to be there. So we'll have a look at him. And the rest is history, isn't it? You know?
We can have a chat a little bit later on this morning to one of your part owners, Rick McIntosh, who had to do a bit of a swivel, watched his horse Stapardi and then get his head around calling the third race at Bendigo yesterday. So in a space of about 3 minutes. I can't find the Caulfield Guineas markets anywhere at the moment, but I imagine that that would be your holy grail with Stapardi. This winter series at Flemington that culminates in the mile race, you got a fortnight, then a fortnight, I think. Is that the first aim and then you'll worry about the spring?
Yeah. Look, I think he you know, to me, of course, it's you know, what the horse wants to do a bit. But, you know, mental maturity is well and truly there. You know, you sort of not have to wait for him mentally any sound, you know. So there's no sort of, there's no real reason to tip him. He's sort of coping really well, and he's got his head around it a bit better than we think, you know.
Is he a horse, though, that if you did want to go through this series and you finish up end of June, that you could give him a freshen up and keep him or get him back for a spring carnival campaign?
Yeah, for sure. He's incredible. You know, his mind allows him to be tough, but he's a horse that just thrives on being around the stables. So I'm not going to, you know, I won't get too wound up in it all. He'll do the talking, and he's certainly a horse that can keep plotting his way through. Colt makes it a bit easier too, you know. They sort of just, you don't have to work them. You can just let them enjoy it, in and out. No reason he needs a letdown at all, you know.
I seem to recall Royal Symphony went through these races and ended up in a gig. Didn't he come through this time of year with Dwayne Dunn in the saddle?
There's been a few in recent years that have sort of got a bit of a run on as a late two-year-old, and they've been able to slingshot into Vein Stakes and races like that. And
there was a Godolphin horse a few years ago that came through and ended up being one of the favourites in the Guineas as well. So it's been done before, Paulie. This is very hard to resist. Offers these days, they come Thick and fast for a horse likes to party. Have you, and I know you've got an eclectic group of bushies who own the horse. Have you getting a few phone calls?
Yeah, for sure. It's sort of, you know, sort of been a busy 24 hours on the offers already. And but at this moment, we're just pushing ahead with our business. And yeah, I guess everything's for sale at the end of the day. But at this stage, we're all pressing on, you know.
You're very tech-savvy with horses. I remember Surprise Baby treadmilling, and you knew how fit Surprise Baby was with the sort of measures you take. What the figures are you getting from Stepardi on the technology?
Yeah, well, he's not a horse I've sort of danced into that. You know, just being a two-year-old, I'm sort of not, you know, it's a bit early to step into him like that. But certainly, you know, he's a horse that had a couple of preps on the heavy sand, and he's breezed up on the heavy, and he's a horse that sort of probably copes better than anything else I've got, you know. So, which is at that age, if they can move along and cope good with it, certainly they end up making horses. So he ticks that box. But two different things, isn't it? You know, one's a two-year-old and one was a seasoned sort of four-year-old. No doubt this bloke's got a big heart, a big set of lungs. I did notice, in particular, I sort of wanted to be there and just see how he pulled up, you know, a couple of minutes after a race. And first thing I noticed, it, you know, really hadn't opened his airways at all. So there's more there. There's more in the tank. And he's exciting enough without getting too carried away. He's got to improve, but he can only do that too, you know.
Do you ever get excited? You're very laid back. Do you go home and go, gee, we might have one?
You do. I love training animals, and, you know, you enjoy putting all the processes through and seeing that come good, you know. So I certainly do, and main thing, I sort of don't like to get too wrapped up in it and just listen to the horses. So anyway, he'll do the talking. I no doubt I won't be able to stop him.
A horse that might have tried your patience, Paul, a little bit this preparation is Captain Envious. We saw him, you know, make a big impact at Geelong last spring, and then he went and ran a fantastic third in the Queen Elizabeth. But that didn't look to have come back the same horse this time around. Was there any reason why he hasn't sort of kicked on from that spring campaign?
Yeah. Look, I think he's a horse that came to me, and he had his first prep. He was a horse that was pretty busy and doing things upside down. And, you know, his first prep here probably taxed him a bit, you know. Quick spell, probably didn't pan out. He probably needed a bit more time. I was certainly happy with him. He was nice and true and focused on his last start. He just got outsmarted and got beaten. But I certainly thought we're back on path there. Nice little spell now. I think we've found him again, you know. So sometimes that, you know, if they haven't been prepared to be those big staying legs, which he'd done his first prep, it can cost them. And I think that's all that happened, you know.
Hey, that little kid who wandered into your stable a few months back and said, "Hey, mister, can you give me a job?" And he never had anything to do with a horse. Ryan Houston, hasn't he hit the ground running?
Yeah, he's, you know, it's rewarding for me and him. And he's done the hard work, the kid, and, you know, he just keeps fronting up. And you love seeing him going good. And I'm certainly there to back him. He's done his hard yards with me and hadn't crumbled. And I look forward to Buddy seeing him grow and supporting him, you know, and certainly a lot of people out there are supporting him as well, so a big thanks to them. And yeah, he's good, you know, he's probably often I look at him and go, he's probably my best horse, you know.
He's a little baby-faced kid too, isn't he? If you can see him in a few. Hey, how's me old mate, Distrustful Award? Was that just a sort of a roll through the gears pipe opener first up?
Yeah, nice sort of mile trial. It's pretty hard with a horse like him, trialing him up to get him to a benchmark fitness, but yeah, pretty casual. And if they walk along in those longer trials, you don't sort of get much of a guide. So, yeah, Sandown was the kickoff, and I thought that was nice. He got to the line solid, relaxed good, more importantly. He probably kicks off again next week over the mile at, might have been the 1800 at Flemington, 2000 at Flemington, part of the series. Should be somewhere about him now, you know.
Hey, Paul, for mine, one of the other highlights on Saturday was watching what Teofilo Starr was able to do to them on the flat, bringing back memories of some of the great jumpers who were able to mix and match winning jumps races and open staying contests. I know you're a good jumps trainer as well. How good do you think this boy could be, and how good was it to see that he can beat the best that we've got going around over the middle distance on the flat as well?
Yeah. Quite frustrating, because I've got nothing to match him. But I think it's great to see good horses jump. You know, jump when they're still at the peak of their career, not going backwards, you know. So I reckon it's a good effort, and it's good for jumping, and certainly you'll be a bit sheepish lining up against him, I think, you know.
No doubt about that. As will those who are lining up against Step Hardy the next time we see him. So is it in a fortnight, is it, do you think, he's back?
Look, he probably will. He's pulled up lovely. I can't find a reason. You know, I'm looking for one, but can't find one. So I guess it's just a matter of poking away for the next fortnight. And if he's on top of his game, still he goes, and we'll go from there. You know.
Good on you, Paul. Well done on the weekend.
To easy, man. Bye.